Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Robinson to second, and Mitchell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evers reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to third. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Evers steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Benton now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark pinch hits for Al Benton. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lapon bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to Boone, who relays to Easter to double up Pretty. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Easter reaches third base with a triple. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway is walked intentionally. Mike Garcia now pitching. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out. Robinson moves to third. Callaway moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 4 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Callaway scores. Newhouser moves to second. It's 8-5, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Newhouser moves to third. Lepon moves to second. Marino Pieretti now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.